After 3 days celebrating the music of the King of Rock and Roll, and dozens of performances, Penticton's Elvis Festival came to a close. The annual event, the longest-running Elvis Festival in Canada, has been going strong for over 20 years, and the loyal crowds that pack each event have helped it stay alive. The finals at the Penticton Trade and Convention Centre were sold out, the third event of the festival to have a completely packed house. The first day of qualifiers on Friday, June 28, saw a record audience of over 1,500 people. Inside, the Elvis tribute artists, ETA, showcased the best of the King of Rock and Roll, from his most tender moments to his most iconic rock and roll songs. Artists young and old, new to Penticton and familiar faces, all got on stage to pay tribute to the musical legend. Some, like DJ Dodge, had fans shout out their name as they returned to the stage. The finals really got into the full swing of things once the professional ETAs arrived and the live band took the stage. The winner of this year's festival, and a ticket straight to the Ultimate Elvis competition in Memphis, was Moses Snow. Snow brought energy and all of the King's swagger and showmanship to the stage as he blew through Jailhouse Rock and Ain't Nothing But a Hound Dog. In addition to being the judge's choice for Best Professional ETA, Snow picked up the People's Choice Award as well. Many of the ETAs had plenty of kind words to share for the city hosting the festival.